The maiden in the Song of Songs asks for something very dangerous. She says, "Draw me." And then she says, "We will run together." I wonder sometimes who put those words into her mouth, because Jesus said no one comes except the Father draw them. Everything starts with him and ends with him. He's the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. We've looked at this principle numerous times on this journey together. He initiates, we respond. The bridegroom initiates, the bride responds. He invites us, we say, "Yes, Lord." "Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes," as the song says. Can't say "no" and "Lord" in the same sentence. We are responders to the divine will. Thy kingdom come. We have to get this firmly in our thinking. He is the Holy One of Israel. We are the sheep of his pasture. He initiates, we respond. He asks us to join him, not the other way round. We are co-workers with him in the lead. We join him, not the other way round. We looked at it in the session this way up and again in Mind the Gap, but of course the human condition is short-term memory loss. We constantly forget, so we need a gentle reminder from time to time. We just keep forgetting that he is the creator and we are the created. We bow the knee to him, not he to us. He asks, we say yes. So many changes in our worldview, it takes your breath away. He asks us to be totally dependent on him, not on ourselves or others. He asks us to give rather than receive, to die to ourselves that others may live. Totally upside down, but that's the kingdom. Its value system is completely other than, remember. Instead of privacy, he wants authenticity and openness. Instead of material success, he calls for sacrifice. Instead of convenience and comfort, put the other fellow first. That will distort your life for a start if you begin to practice it. If that isn't upside down in this present darkness, I don't know what is, but there you are. You signed up for this, so it has to be his way or no way. How's it working out for you?